bit, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supply for aging men. It's not an head, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. Well, parched today, dry mouth, but we'll get through it. And here's where I play you deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, Boston local, you name it. 855-915-9636 is the number. I have Harry S., formerly of Pop Gun, calling in at around 1:30. He's got a new band. They call themselves Huck 2. So we'll play a few of those songs and talk with Harry at 1:30. And then at around 2 o'clock, I'm going to play the entirety of the album. Aerosmith, 1971, The Road Starts Here. I've listened to it. It's really great. And I think it's 40-minute CD. I'll play the whole thing. It's that good. It is that good. I'll just have to make sure I put the PSAs before that and, make it all legal. And let's start with a long song to get me ready. This is David Bowie back in 1974 in Los Angeles doing the song he wrote for Martha Hoople. Here he performs All the Young Dudes. And go!
I let it bring forth my band. Mike Garson on banjo, Earl Slick on guitar, Gregory Conjones and Doug Roach on bass guitar. Alto saxophone, we got Dave Sanborn. Warren Peace and King. Hey, King's a beer. You're not such a big boy now, huh? Some other voices you didn't hear were Luther, Diane, and Anthony. We did a new song earlier. This is another new song. It's from an album we've just finished. This one's called John, I'm Only Dancing.
Okay, it was labeled wrong. John, I'm Only Dancing.
I'm only dancing. She turns me on. I'm only dancing. She turns me on. Oh, yes. too soon.
No, Bowie never really opened up for Michael Hoople. It's far as I know, he could have. They were buddies, that's for sure. Kind of sounded like a one concert there, though, with the segue of the audience. Rosie called in. We're going to do a Rosie block. She wants to hear AC/DC Safe in New York City. I don't remember that one. Is that Bon Scott or Brian Johnson? Guess we'll find out. Just got back from Cheap Trick, and she's got a couple of Stone songs I'm going to do live. The live versions. 191.5 FM WMFO. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. And on the line, I have not Harry S., it's Harry Z. What's up, Harry?
What's up, Brian? Great show, man.
Thank you, brother. Well, you have to forgive me, but there actually was a Harry S. in Pop Gun as well, right?
There is, and he's also in Huck 2.
He's in Huck 2, too. So the confusion continues.
I know. It's not going to get any easier.
So you're calling about your new band you got together. You you had this band, Huck 2, what, in the early 90s?
Yeah, late 80s, early 90s was actually the first band that I ever, you know, like played live in a real gig, you know, at real clubs in, you know, over 30 years ago or 35 years ago, whatever it was. And we're back together. We have a new drummer, Neil Reardon. Dan Lundergan is one of the guitar players and singers, and myself, and then Harry Sabian, like you said.
How many originals are in the band?
Dan and I and Harry are all originals. The other Harry's
all cool. In
it's a new drummer.
Right on. So it's Huck 2 for sure.
It is. It really is. It really feels better than ever. You know, you grow up and, you know, we're all in different places, obviously, now than we were then. But it's been really great. I mean, these guys in the band, you know, we're all from Salem. I've known all of these guys, like, relationship-wise, predates any band. We've known each other since we were kids. So that's pretty cool.
Nice. I have four songs, Huck 2 songs. What do you want me to start with?
I guess just go in the order on the disc that I sent to the station.
Nowhere to Run?
Nowhere. Yeah. First song we recorded at Fort Apache Studios with someone here in 1991.
Wow.
Yeah, quite.
I was still a kid. Yeah. All right, man.
Give that.
Nowhere to Run. This is Huck 2. So these are old recordings, though, right?
They are the old recordings. Yeah, we're going in the studio in June to record new stuff, hopefully 10 or 12 songs that Dan and I wrote, you know, get some new material out there and start gigging and all that.
And
right
what,
now, just feel.
Will you re-record these songs?
No, we won't. Nope, these are done.
Okay. No. You may perform them, though.
Oh, yeah, sure, for sure. He's a staple.
Right on. Nowhere to Run, Huck 2. We'll be right back with Harry Z. We'll be right back. Sounds great, Harry.
Thanks, Brian.
You're a little jumbled there.
You hear me?
I can hear you. It's a little screwed up, though. I hear, like, myself echoing back and all scratchy. But we'll make it through it. So that was Nowhere to Run. Do you write all the songs, Harry?
I pretty much split the songwriting. You know, I write about half, he writes about half. That last one I wrote, but the next song I'm going to play called Ball We Left, Dan wrote.
What was that last thing you said?
Bottled Up, the next song that you're going to play,
okay.
Dan wrote that.
I wasn't sure what was next. Bottled Up?
Bottled Up, yeah.
Okay, we'll play that one. What's this about?
Well, you know, the lyrics are really kind of deep and dark. You know, it's about, you know, alcoholism, homelessness. You know, you lived in the city back then, and you live in the city, you see things maybe growing up in the suburbs you don't always see, and kind of a reaction to seeing that, you know. You know, a tough subject matter, but rock and song.
A lot of us have been there, you know. It sounds like a good topic.
Yeah. It's a tough topic. It's not something I think everybody, you know, thinks about, because it's not happy at all. But, you know, the world we live in these days, it's important.
Right. Okay, this is Huck 2. We'll be back with Harry Z. This one's called Bottled Up.
Fallen, 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 fallen.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, and and I have Harry Z, formerly a Pop Gun, on the phone, and now he's with...
Yes, you do.
He's with Huck 2.
That's right, the new old band, the old new band, or whatever way you want to put it, you know?
Yep. Oh, good. Now the connection sounds a lot better. I don't know if you did something.
Well, I had you on speakerphone before, and that probably wasn't the best idea.
No, it's a lot better. That's great.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome. Was someone else singing that last one?
What's that?
Was that you singing the last one or someone else?
No, that was Dan. Again, like, you know, when I was talking earlier about, you know, more or less splitting songwriting, especially towards the end, we were splitting like lead vocals.
Right.
But at the beginning, Dan did most of the lead vocals. I don't know, maybe I just didn't have the confidence or whatever when we first started out. But Dan and I pretty much split the lead vocals. But I think the next couple of songs you're going to listen to, too, Dan is the lead vocalist, although I wrote this next song. But,
okay.
You know, he sang it.
Next one being Tear It Down.
Tear It Down, yes. It was that song. I remember being very dissatisfied at the political climate back then. If I only knew then what I know now, maybe I wouldn't have been. But it's about the times and people's reactions to the times or lack thereof, and it's called Tear It Down. My advice to everybody, tear it down.
All right, here they are. Huck 2.
Comes as no surprise.
91.5 MFO with Huck 2. And that one was Tear It Down. A good old Anarchy song, huh, Harry Z?
Exactly. You got it right, Brian. That's probably more my feeling now than then, but, you know, always. Now it's just that
the punk
one of
you.
Those things when you're young and pissed off, now I'm old and pissed off. You know?
Now you're kicking kids out of your yard.
Yeah, exactly. Get off my lawn.
So what's coming up for Huck 2? You going to go in the studio?
Yeah, we are. We're towards the end of June. We've got a good swath of time booked at Woolly Mammoth Studios in Waltham, which is Dave Minahan's studio.
Yes,
we're going in and, you know, getting back together with these guys and playing with Dan and Harry and Neil, you know, it's kind of reinvigorating. You know, I'm writing a lot and Dan's writing a lot, and we've got a lot of material we want to get down and then go out and play clubs again. You know, that's the plan.
Sounds great.
Do battle like we used to. Do it again.
Yep. Okay, yeah. Harry, I'm going to let you go, but we'll play one song.
Awesome, man.
Something new. Thank you.
Something new, yeah. This is a song that Dan wrote, and he's, lead vocal on it. And it was this track and Tear It Down, one of our earlier, two of our earlier tracks, you know, I think it was recorded in the late 80s at the old Fort Apache studio in Roxbury is where it was then. I just want to thank you and everyone at NFO, you know, Skybar 2 for the support and everything, and rock on, brother.
Right on. It's our pleasure, Larry. Harry Z. Not Larry S.
Not Larry or Harry S. Harry Z.
Okay, we'll end it with a song. We'll play a Pop Gun song for the heck of it right afterwards, all right?
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Harry.
Brian, thank you. I'll see you soon, man.
All right. Rock on.
All right. You too, bro. Bye.
We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
She's a wish flower, dying in the sun. She's a buzz dolly in heaven with a gun. And he's a god.